Amen. You may be seated. This brother, while praying and worship, coming up, brought a $5,000 check up here. And then a man, a pastor from Mississippi, stopped and dropped $1,000 off. You know, you be here Friday night, I'm going to tell you why all that money being dropped off. Sowing caused money to be dropped off. Yeah, y'all don't want me to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it anyway, though. Sowing caused money to be. Ephesians chapter 1. Very heavy hang over our head tonight. An aspect of, you know, Christ is known as the anointed one. And burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Well, the Lord ministered to me this afternoon. I was watching television, resting. And then he said, turn it off. I said, all right, I'll turn it off. And he showed me something that I need to deal with tonight. Why are we not progressing as we should, as individuals and as a church and as believers and as of the household of God? Why people live good but yet lack necessities? And so the Lord, why people know the word and still the progress is not there according to the word they know? There's an answer to that dilemma, and we're going to deal with it. So you're in Ephesians 1. Look at that third verse. What a powerful verse. But I'd like to have some of the fruit from it. Yes, sir. It sounds beautiful. But I'm talking about manifestation from God, from that verse. Say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, he called him Lord Jesus and Christ, who has blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessing. Now, spiritual blessing runs the show. That didn't go over to you. You don't understand what I'm saying. See, that what is spiritual, everything that was made came from the spirit realm. All right? So the spiritual aspect is the very thing that is in authority. See, if it's not spiritual, it's not in full authority. All right? So here he said he has, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing. That means you and I can make anything happen. If we're flowing out of the position that the Lord Jesus Christ has put us in as members of the body of Christ, we have spiritual rights that cannot be stopped by no power. And so all the promises and all of the principles and all of the precious fruit we see in the scriptures, we have the ability from God to make it happen. Amen. Amen. See, it almost sounds like an untruth. It almost sounds like a soccer game or something. Because we have not really walked in that. And yeah, I'll tell you what, in the next 20 minutes, the power of God is going to hit this place. Because he had to back this up. Because you see, we've got to have a fresh anointing for this. Because it is so, we've become so dull with just enough, that this spiritual blessing here that is a mantle that is upon you because you're a child of God. And if you function properly, you can cause things to happen that the word say belong to you. And then he said in heavenly places, and say Christ again, in Christ. You see, in Christ? Huh? So every burden, every yoke can be destroyed if we function properly in Christ. Is that right? Yes, heavenly places, I can tell you right now, Darrow is under open heaven. Yes. Louisiana is under an open heaven. Yes. Why? Why? Because we're here. Yes. And I announced it. I announced it more than one time a day that this, every member of this church is under open heaven. Yes. I announce it more than one time a day. Yes, it's no reason for us not to be under our open heaven. Now, saying that to say this, in that same opening, the Spirit of God want to show us something about God's will. And I thought it was the will of God is my inheritance. The will of, I thought that was it, but then the Lord says, the anointed will of God is my inheritance. So all of the things you read in the Bible, all of the promises, all of the good things you see that happen in the Bible is your inheritance. But in order for it to function properly, you're going to have to know the anointed will of God. You can't keep eating the bread without the butter. You have to have the butter make it taste better. And so the anointing rules. I'm going to prove that. I'm going to show you a scripture. But I want to read these scriptures also. Look in that same opening now at the night verse, Ephesians 1 and 9. We're talking about the anointed will of God as my inheritance. In other words, if I get that anointed will flowing, my inheritance is going to show up. Got that? Got that? Now, I know some of you all are blessed to measurement, but none of us are blessed to the measure whereby God wants us blessed. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, underline the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, underline his good pleasure, what you have purpose in himself, underline purpose. So the mystery of his will, good pleasure, purpose is in that verse. That in a dispensation of the fullness of time, you might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which is in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom, verse 11, also we have obtained and what? Inheritance. Now, our inheritance is in his will. We studied an inheritance. We studied an inheritance. Don't wait till the Holy Spirit show up and help me here. We studied an inheritance, but we're not studying the will enough. The inheritance does not make the will function. The will make the inheritance function. It seemed like we've been on the wrong side of the bus, just trying to deal with the inheritance. If we create intimacy with God in his will, a fresh anointing will attract the inheritance into your life. Sunday school over. It's time to wrap the gavel. The thing that you've been missing in your life, you saw it, but you couldn't get to it. You see it, and you can't get to it. The reason you can't get to it, you got to back up and pick up God's anointed will. And his anointed will transfer you into your inheritance. God's will is the master of every promise. God's will is the key to every prayer being answered. God's will is the vehicle of every confession you make. It's very simple. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, verse 11, who worketh all things after the counsel, who worketh all things after the counsel, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. That's Christ again. My goodness. So there it is. We're blessed, but we must be functioning in the will of God. Now, let me get ahead of myself. It's all right. The anointed will of God is my inheritance. Say that.
The anointed
will of God is my inheritance. Now, here's what I didn't say when I was meditating and the Holy Spirit was dealing with me, how he wants this to be in your heart. Here's what I didn't say. Not the announced will of God. We've been announcing the will of God. The announced will of God is not the anointed will of God. An announcement is different than an anointing. And so, not to kill any of my brethren in the gospel, but just to make sure the Lord said, y'all been announcing a whole lot of stuff. But the announcement would not work without the anointing. Second thing we didn't say, not just the acknowledged will of God. You can acknowledge the will of God, but if you don't have the anointing functioning, it can't manifest. Then I went on to look and listen to the Spirit. He says, not even the accumulated will of God, as we have accumulated a lot of knowledge about God, a lot of scriptures. But if the anointing not there, the anointed will of God is not there, it won't do you no good. Satan, who I say?
Satan.
Will make standable, I don't know if that's a word, standable accusation against the will of God unless the anointed blood is released. Satan will take his stand right there, and you cannot move him from holding your inheritance back from you if you're not functioning in God's anointed will. He'll just stand there. You can't rebuke him. You can't resist him. You have to release the blood. He'll hold it back from you. Substitution for God's anointed will in your life must be stopped tonight. I said it must be stopped tonight. All these little Bible reading and prayer meeting and God's will can't come through. Anointed, anointed, anointed. Only through the Holy Spirit. What I say? One can become saturated and satisfied with God's will. Notice what the Bible says in Ephesians 5:17. While we're there. Only through the Holy Spirit can one become saturated and satisfied with God's anointed will. God's anointed will. God's anointed will. Can't leave it out. And every time I say God anointed will, I'm saying your inheritance. I'm saying every promise in the Bible. I'm saying every grace Jesus paid for when he died on the cross. Healing, wealth, eternal life, abundant life, satisfaction, joy, peace, victory. Call it all. It's hidden behind walking in God. Anointed will. Hello. On daily basis. Not being sidetracked by some formula or some man-made principle. No, I've decided I'm going to walk in God's anointed will. If God don't show me how to go, I'm not moving. See, but the crowd gone. Good. See you. Now, you're in the scripture where I told you to turn. What it say?
Wise,
So, to a certain degree, if I can get you to agree with me, because we're all on this truck. We're all in this stuck. Heaven trying to speak and show more of God and more of God's ways, and for us to walk in a deeper dominion, a deeper authority, and deeper manifestation and deeper demonstration, deeper answers from God. God want to answer. God want to solve that for you. How many of y'all wouldn't let him solve it? We all have something God need to solve. Whether it's in your body, in your pocketbook, in your family, in your children, in your grandchildren, on your job, in your business. We all got something we need God to solve. That's what it's all about. We walk by faith. But it's unwise trying to walk in your inheritance without knowing the will of God, the anointed will of God. Yeah, because see, the anointed bring the Holy Spirit in. We can have a lot of letter, we can have a lot of word, we can have a lot of information on it, but we haven't spent enough time in the presence of the Holy Spirit for him to make it come alive. Now, children, things from God has to come alive. Before you can partake, you got to be a partaker. If you understand what I'm saying that, see, that's what the Holy Spirit job. His job is to, man, I almost used the word evolve. His job is to change you from your natural outside to your spiritual inside. And where you can catch a grip on God. God has figured himself, God got grips on him. If you start functioning in God's will, you catch a hold of God and God act like, see, Jacob didn't really beat that, whoop that angel. He just act like Jacob whooped him. You can't hold God. Jacob, he couldn't hold God, but God just fooled him. Just fool me, God. Sometimes I catch him, you know, and God just fooled me. You got me, son. So yes, sir, I want you. You can't tie God down, man. Who you think you are? All right, a few more things, then I'm going to get in the lesson. Moving in God's anointed will is the master move to the security of all your inheritance being released. I better read that again, because you better hear that, because this is very important to you, because y'all, how many of y'all tired of struggling? Yeah, there's some kind of struggle, because I know it in the church. Faith-wise, there's a lot of struggling going on, but it's hidden. So like the Bible, Paul writing to Timothy, Paul told Timothy that, you know, Timothy was passing the church, Paul said, yeah, they have the Apostle Paul, you remember? They have a form of godliness. Well, y'all know it. See, you know it. But it's the spirit, man, that anointing. I'm telling you, God got a hold of me this afternoon. He said, that anointing, he said, I want them to know my anointed will. If they know my anointed will, I can do anything I say that I could do for them. And Satan can't stop them. So let me read this once more to you, because there's a lot of stuff in here, impacted in here. Moving in God's anointed will, amen, is the master move. Come on now, get that. It's the master move. It's the master move in the realm of the Spirit. Moving in God's anointed will. Anointed will, anointed will, anointed will. Not just will, anointed will. In other words, the Holy Spirit involved with you in it. It's the master move. Now listen. To the security, oh, hallelujah, to the security of all your inheritance being released. I see I'm not going to get far tonight, because these verses make more spiritual sense to me now. Go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. The word of God says you have an unction from the Holy One. and say you know all things. Isn't that something? Well, that's flip-flop. We used to do the flip-flop when I was studying. If you don't have anointing, you don't know nothing. See, it's the anointing, it's the enlightener, it's the Holy Spirit. You see, if you have an unction from the Holy One, you have an unction from the Holy One, you know all things. See, Jesus' whole ministry was based on five powers he was carrying from the anointing. I think it's five in Luke 4:18. He had five aspects of his anointing. That's the whole ministry. That's it. Now, to make it more vivid to us why the anointing is so important, the anointed will of God, now let me say some things to make you leap now. You're going to leap. You're going to leap in your spirit world. Yeah, we're about to make a leap. You ready to make a leap?
Yes, sir.
Ready to make a leap?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of wild tonight, you know. See, the will of God is the word of God. The will of God is the way of God. The will of God is the wisdom of God. The will of God is the work of God. The will of God is the wonder of God. See, when you learn to function in his anointed will, you function in his anointed way. You function in the anointed word. You function in his anointed work. We cannot do the work without the anointing. He said, greater work shall you do. Remember John 14:12? Because I go to the Father, that means that you're going to be anointed to do it. Everything in the spirit realm has to have an anointing on it. The anointing is the empowerment that comes, the empowerment, the enlightenment, and the endowment that comes from the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. You imagine you being enlightened, empowered, endowed by the Holy Spirit, endorsed by the Holy Spirit. You sit there long enough till the Holy Spirit show up. When you're dealing with something, when you're dealing with a scripture, when you're dealing with a situation, when you're dealing with a problem, you sit there long enough for the Holy Spirit to breathe on you and rise up as another woman, as another man. You go into the phone booth, and I'll number some of you. You younger folks don't know the Bible, but Clark Clank used to go in the phone booth. When he come out, he was Superman. They didn't know who he was in the office. It's spiritual illiteracy without being anointed. It's illegitimate for you to function in the spirit world without being anointed. Look at it. You understand? Well, look at the 27th verse now. 1 John 2:27. Now I know what that scripture means. You are unteachable, unanointed. You can't see nothing without the anointed. And now we're dealing with God's anointed will. You see that? See what it says about that anointed? That anointed will teach you all things and tell you the truth and it won't lie. And say that anointed will keep you abided in the realm of the spirit. The anointing keep you. The anointing is the thing that keeps you abiding in the realm of the spirit. Yes, abiding in Christ. It's the anointing that does that. Huh? Yes, so we're talking about God's anointed will now. God's anointed will. We'll go further into that. We'll go further into that. I got a few more minutes. We'll go further into that. The will, the anointed will of God. I know I want y'all to hear this. I know that the Holy Spirit has to breathe on you for you to hear it. But the anointed will of God is my inheritance. That's it. Once I get that will straight, all the rest that belong to me come like coming down through a funnel. It's one of the most powerful statements ever been made to you in your life. And the reason you're not grasping it like you should is because you're still in a secular mode. Only the Holy Spirit can help you to see this, but it's just like you turning the wheel of fortune tonight. You're just like turning the wheel of fortune. All your fortune hits you at once. If you just let this thing come and God show you the mystery of his will, a scripture is called to my mind here. In 1 John 14. No, not 1 John. Not 1 John. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. What? What? 1 Corinthians 14 chapter. What is this? Tell me not being baptized in the Holy Ghost is not important. You better be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. For he that the second voice. Come, now we're talking about mystery. You see, Paul told us in Ephesians, we read that for you, he wants us to know the mystery of his will, right? Yes, huh? Yes, see? For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understand him. Watch what he says next. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. You want me to open this up for you? All right, go to Matthew 13, 11, and 12 now. Why this stuff ain't coming in? I'm reading all this stuff. Why God ain't doing it? God doing it? You just not positioned for it. His anointed will. And he answered, said unto them, because it is given you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But unto them is not given. Next verse. 13. Therefore speak I to them in parable, because they seen. No, that's not it. Go back up to the 11th verse then. He answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. 12th verse. You skip a verse on me. For whosoever has to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Say, who don't have it, it's going to be taken from him. When you're praying in the spirit, you're praying the mystery of God's will. He gives you interpretation. That prophecy, I want to pray that prophecy for a prophecy I got today. How many of y'all heard that prophecy today? Listen to it over and over again. Over and over again. Listen to it over and over again. See, I didn't get it. Well, Montreal will tell you how to get it. All right, now. God's will, God's counsel, God's word, God's way, God's wisdom, and God's work, all his will, they are synonymous. We talked about the mystery of God's will. We talked about Matthew 13. Now let me read this to you. If I continue to submit to the Holy Spirit to teach me to always yield to the anointed will of God, I will please the Father and move into all my inheritance with his blessing flowing like a river in everything I set my hand to do. Jesus is our example of a personally, total, committed, a commitment to the Father's will. There in John 14, 10, he started talking about his ministry. John 14, 10 and 11, he gave all accreditation to the Father. And that's the will of God. He wants you to give him the credit. Don't give your job the credit, your nana, your uncle and all of them the credit. God said, give me the credit. I gave him the credit for this ministry. Everything I've done, God did it. I took that young movie star through my home. Let him sit at my dining room table. He said, wow, man. And I told him, I said, listen, man. Yeah, I know y'all in the movie. I know Denzel in the movie. All y'all in the movie. I said, but God is big, man. Yeah. I said, God did all this. And I said, and I told him, I said, all this paid for. I wanted him to see it. Because he loved God. His wife loved God. And I wanted him to stick with God. Yeah. I told him, I said, you tell Denzel, stop by here. And if one of y'all try to take a picture with him, I'll break your leg. Man come to see Jesus. They ain't come to take no pictures. Y'all got it all on the internet and everything, but the pictures. Talking about lean back. I lean back and clap you side of the head. Yeah, lean back. Leave that man alone. What I was talking about? You're going to have all kind of movie stars come here. President Obama might walk through the door any minute. Just leave the people alone. Let them praise God. They're always with people who looking for you know, celebrities and stuff. I ain't looking for no celebrity. I'm looking for Jesus. Man stayed in my house about 3 hours. I took not one picture with him. I ain't think about no picture. I had camera all over my house. I didn't invite him there to take no picture. Lord have mercy. John 14, I know where I told you to go. I got off a little my anger. The Lord helped me, you know. I got back. Now, this, I got 14 minutes. The solution to your problem, any problem, look, in this session, the solution to your problem has already been spoken tonight. Don't go after your inheritance. Go after his will, and your inheritance will come after you. You following that? You know, I know you got to believe, and I know you got to confess. But first of all, that's why Jesus, you remember Jesus said this? He's saying the same thing. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Huh? And his righteousness? What he said next? See, he's talking about his will. When he deal with Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. Yeah, see, him. Him is God's will. Jesus is God's will. Personified. Jesus is God's will personified. Now let him set the example for you. There they question him and ask him, they won't see the Father. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Then he says, I don't say nothing unless the Father said, and I'm not doing the work. He says, just believe for the work's sake. He said, in other words, the Father will is functioning in me. The Father will is functioning in me. Anybody who got the Father will functioning in them, they're going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Say it. The Father will is functioning in me. Say it. See, every now and then tell yourself that, you see. And then the Holy Spirit, when you get out the Father will, the Holy Spirit going to tap you. Say, get back in his will. Let him function through you. Become a vehicle for God's will. Sixth chapter of Isaiah said, who going to go for us? Isaiah got disturbed in the spirit. Said, Lord, here am I. Send me, I'll go. See, that's, Lord, I felt that anointing there. Yeah. And Jesus, then the scripture said in the Old Testament, you know, the scripture says, I don't want to go there. Because I go there, I'm going to get stuck. I got 12 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10. Jesus is our example of a person totally committed to the Father's anointed will. Hebrews chapter 10. Yeah, Pastor, you teaching this now. You might not come back and finish this. I don't know what's going to happen. Just get the best thing you do the best way you can. Hebrews 10:7. Then said I, lo. God said, I'm tired of sacrifices and just offering and sacrifice. Then said, I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Good God Almighty. Above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither have pleasure therein what you're offered by the law. Then said he, Lord, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. By thee, which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. His will. Look at Matthew 26. Yeah, here's the capture. This will capture your attention of a master in following the anointing will of God. It, no matter what it take, Lord, I want to be in your will. See? His inheritance is not my inheritance. His will is my inheritance. When I function in his will, my inheritance line up. Here's a secret. Here's something. Let me get to this chapter, 26. I'm going to tell you something. Let me see kind of, Lord, give me an illustration. This is not a good illustration because, you know, a lot of people, she's killing a lot of people now, but I'm going to use a gun. But, you know, but I'm going to use it. Just give me a minute. We are shooting too many scatter shots. A shotgun, when the cock hit the bullet, those bullets spread out and they go in different intervals. But if you're shooting a rifle, it goes straight. And I think the will of God is the rifle we need to use. I think in the spirit we've been shooting a shotgun. We pray a while, we confess a while, we praise a while, but all of it must bring us right front smack dab in the middle of his anointed will. What your will is in this situation? What lessons should I learn out of this? What way have I turned wrong? I'm ready to correct it, Lord. I don't just want what I want what you want. See. Instead of just an inheritance trip, let's take a will trip. See? That's why Romans 12:1 says what it says. 12:2, you know what it says. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Be not conformed, it will be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. See? Now I know what it means. Yeah, now somebody was listening going to fall out of their chair. But I know what it means when I told people by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, it's easy to have plenty of money. I know what it means now. I know what that means. It's easy to have plenty of joy. It's easy to have plenty of peace. If you ever get covered, smeared with the will of God. If the will, the anointed will of God become a mantle on your life, is you are undeniable, unstoppable, and unequal to any challenge. Can I get a hallelujah? Anybody being helped? Say, help me, Lord. You know, I want to step off in your will. I want your will functioning in my life. If I can get your will functioning, I'm going to show it to you in a minute. If I can get your will functioning, I got everything else made. But there must be an anointing. Satan can annihilate anything that's not anointed. He can stop anything that's not anointed. He can confuse anything that is not anointed. But that which is anointed cannot be confused. It cannot be stopped. Because the Holy Spirit is the greater spirit. A law kicking in Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that made me free. 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 From the law of sin and death. We should no longer linger on this mountain. We need to start crying grace, grace, grace to this mountain. That we can go on with God, go to another level. These religious ideas have crippled us long enough. The church must rise and let the government of God rise. Men, these men are going crazy. I watch them on TV. The Democrat and the Republican, they're going crazy. They're in robbery and they're just upset because the man black in president. That's what his problem is. They try to kill this black president. They ain't going to kill him. God ain't going to let them kill him. But you see, and so they can just let the whole thing go down to the bottom. Just let the whole ship sink. Everybody, just let them die. Let the veteran die. Let poor widows, let them, just everybody, just let them die. So we better switch government. Isaiah 9 said the government is on his shoulders to increase, not decrease. He said he owned it to audit and to establish it. So we really get hooked up with him. It doesn't matter what law they pass. I sat there watching that stuff. I'm just as cool. Yeah, man. I see hate crossing the street, going across. I'm just cool about it because, see, I have another soul. See, I don't have Social Security. What I have? What? I have spiritual security, man. Come on. Some of y'all didn't catch that. Boat done passed by and you done missed it. Spiritual security. There's a massive stroke here in Matthew 26, 39 in that garden. I said to my leaders, you got to have a Gethsemane. If you're going to function in God's will, you got to have a Gethsemane in your life. There must be a Gethsemane moment. A moment when you know I might be going the wrong way. You know, I'm doing pretty good, but I might be going the wrong way, so I won't stop here and make sure. I think before everybody gets married, you need to make that stop. Lord, is he the one? Or do I look for another? Lord, is she the one? Because you're looking at a lot of stuff can be pulled off. Hips and all, you know. I told you the anointing was coming out and got drunk up here, man. This bit. I don't care what I say. But I tell you, you better stop and pause and ask the Lord what to do. 26 and 39. A serious moment. Now hold up. And he went a little farther. Jesus did. And fell on his face. I see, Lord. See the anointing on me now. Why? Sometime you got to go a little farther. See, scriptures, sometimes scriptures open up to me like the Red Sea. Now watch this. Sometime you got to go a little further. Maybe you didn't go further enough. Sometime God permits things in your life. Been here too long. Go a little further. Go a little deeper. Huh? Don't stop here and complain. Don't cry. Don't cry. Paul said, I press. Press through it. There's something for you on the other side. So Jesus said, Jesus went a little further. He said he went a little further. Didn't he say he went a little further? And then the next thing is he fell on his face. Some of y'all don't want to fall. Some of y'all too cute. Every now and then, every Christian ought to hit their face. And don't write no book about it. And pray saying, now watch what he said. Here's a master stroke. Here's our master example. Oh, my Father, if it be possible. Pressure was on him. He's a man, you see. Let this cup pass for me. But then he said this statement that is our example. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. That's a masterpiece, that boy. How many of y'all believe that's a masterpiece? That's come from the master. He's our example. He's our example. Give you one more, then I'll close. Doing the Father's anointed will cannot be produced by religion or human effort, no matter how sincere you are. Just like Jesus said in John 14, I'm going to have to go 2 or 3 minutes over. Just like Jesus said in John 14, verse 10 and 11, he was talking about how him and his father involved, and he's, you know, him and his father is one. He connected with his father, and then he told us in John 15 how we can be connected. This scripture I want to read in my closing, this scripture in Philippians chapter 2. I'll close there. Doing the Father's will cannot be produced by religious or human effort, no matter how sincere you are. You got to let him have it. You know, and he's not going to let up until you let him have it. You can forget it. He's not going to let up. Because, you see, he can't let you over the other side like you are. You have to be totally committed before you go to that side, or you're not going to ever act right. So, you see, it's part of your salvation. Look what he said in 12 and 13 verse. Wherefore, you with me, Philippians 2? Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, what that means, work out your own salvation? Well, that's Joshua 1:8. You got something to do with it. Your salvation is there, but it got to be activated by you functioning in the word properly. But then he says this, the same thing he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. He told you to do something, then he said, I'm going to do it. You know what I think the problem is? We're trying to do too doggone much ourselves. We done got the Bible, we got these encyclopedia, we got all these translation, and we just all up into it, and we got all these good saying. We need to pause, Salah. The psalmist would pause. Wait on him. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up on wings like an eagle. Run, not be weary. Fly, not be stopped. Good God Almighty. Look at this 12 verse. This is what we're going to take up next Wednesday if I can. Or the next time you see me. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed. I'm going to go to 13 verse now. Come on now. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Whew, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Let me wrap it up. My Lord in heaven, I done got caught in this whirlwind. Wind blowing 200,000 miles an hour. Mention of my shit. Menchel or Masha. Can I give you one more scripture to sleep on? Go to Isaiah chapter 1. I think it'll bespeak God working on you. But I want you to see this, and then I definitely will close. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. That is powerful, isn't it? See, actually, I was talking about a part of our soul, the will. And yes, there's another part of our soul, reasoning, our intellect. He says, come now and let us reason together. Isn't that something? You can reason with God. Saith the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, if you really read that verse right, though whatever going on, when you and I reason together, I'll take care of it. But let me in the picture. Then he goes on. Look what he said in 19 verse. See, we often read that 19 verse without the 18 verse. But then he goes to the 19. See, the 18 verse make that 19 verse. Then the 19 verse says, if you be. There it is right there. You share what? All right. Lift your hand and praise God.